And
Marjorie was the production, not the producer, but the director. She was the one that handled the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Marjorie.
Okay, that isn't. Is Channel 20 the non-commercial station?
Oh no, it's full commercial. It's ABC.
ABC, okay.
The non-commercial is the WFT.
And Channel 5, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had a hard time getting, I've always had a hard time getting the stations correct because, for one thing, many of them come from out of the city, you know, Jacksonville or Orlando, but some of them come on the wrong channel. Channel 7 always came on Channel 17. And several other channels actually came
channel
on
Channel 17.
Comes on Channel 7.
Comes on the cable on Channel 13.
Well, it comes on Channel 7 on my TV here.
Channel 7 in Jacksonville is the educational. Comes on the cable here on Channel 3 between 2 and 4.
No, well, I'm thinking of Channel 17.
Channel 17 comes on Channel 13.
And on our television.
And Channel 5, the local station, is so powerful on Channel 5 that it interferes with their reception on 4.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved it over to 11. So Channel 5 comes in. I'm talking about the cable only now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have cable TV.
Yeah, that's the best reception.
Yeah.
And they move them around. Now, for instance, Channel 6, we don't get it all because it interferes with Channel 7, which is Channel 20 comes in on Channel 7. And so they...
Well, maybe that's it. One of the other stations comes in on Channel 7.
Well, that's Channel 20.
Okay.
That's the ABC station.
Okay. In Gainesville.
Yeah.
And it's the only commercial station in Gainesville. The other
one. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see that.
And Channel 17 is the ABC station in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Channel 4 is CBS and Channel 12 is NBC.
NBC, okay. Then I've always known Channel 20 is Channel 7 because that's what it came from. I've always said Channel 7.
Now we also have good reception on NBC on Channel 2 from Daytona Beach. And then we get ABC, I believe, also. No, that's on Channel 17. NBC on 2. Channel 9, we get Channel 9 from Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is a lot of stations. Well, you were saying in 1927.
In 1927, my father wanted to retire. So he set up a local wholesale grocery business. And employed me. It was a consolidation of the old Sweetwater Mills that he had run, and of the Stringfellow Harmon Company, who had done a branch of my uncle's wholesale business here in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
They combined the two businesses into this local Stringfellow wholesale business.
And
I ran it until about 1945. I closed it out.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1936, I set up the Stringfellow Supply Company, which was a wholesale and retail building material business.
Mm-hmm.
I had some training and experience and